Hare Krishna. The question is, in the Bhagavad Gita it is mentioned by Krishna in the 8th chapter 5th verse, Antkalecha maam eva smaran muktva kalevaram ya pratisa madbhavam yati nastiyasta sanshaya. Whoever at the time of death quits his body remembering me alone at once attains my nature, of this there is no doubt. But at the same time we know, Rupa Goswami also states that without prema one cannot go back to Godhead. So, is it possible to go back to Godhead, or is it possible to remember Krishna at the time of death without attaining prema? Now, according to Vedanta Sutra, when there are apparently two contradictory statements in the Shastra, or seemingly contradictory statements, then we have to reconcile both of them. We cannot say one is right and one is wrong. So, even if this appears to be contradictory, although it is not, but we can always reconcile. So it is mentioned in the Vedanta Sutra that out of the two statements, one should be interpreted in order to also meet in line with the other statement. So let's see how can we reconcile both these statements. The best way to reconcile this would be that, of course, without attaining the stage of prema, it would be very difficult to remember the Lord. In fact, almost impossible. And how we remember the Lord at the time of death is also important. There were demons who had seen the Lord and who had died in the presence of Lord, and probably some of them were able to remember Krishna also, but they did not go back to Godhead. In fact, they attained Sahujya Mukti, impersonal liberation. So that also matters, how we in what consciousness we remember the Lord, whether as a friend, as a enemy, or with hatred, with lust, with anger, like that. Now let's try to understand what Prabhupada has to say about this from that original sloka, what Prabhupada writes in the purport. Prabhupada says, the importance of Krishna consciousness is stressed here. Anyone who quits the body in Krishna consciousness is at once transferred to transcendental abode of Lord. The word smaran is important. Remembrance of Krishna is not possible for the impure soul who has not practiced Krishna consciousness in devotional service. To remember Krishna, one should chant the Mahamantra Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, incessantly following the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya, being more tolerant than tree, humble than the blade of grass, and offering all respect to others without requiring respect in return. In such a way, one will be able to depart from the body successfully remembering Krishna and so attain the supreme goal. So of course, when Prabhupada is mentioning here that it's not possible to remember Krishna for the impure soul, that means only a pure soul can remember Krishna, and that would mean a pure soul is one who is fully Krishna conscious, or probably mostly Krishna conscious throughout his life. So, and then you know, there are people who are not Krishna conscious throughout their life. So is it possible for them to remember Krishna? You know, if they are able to remember Krishna, then it is unfair. Because if they are able to remember Krishna without practicing Krishna consciousness, and the devotees who are practicing Krishna consciousness, and if they are not able to remember Krishna, then obviously it is very unfair. So this is not possible. So how we remember the Lord is very important, and we have to remember the Lord when we are, obviously when we love the Lord. We can only remember the Lord when we love Him. So, and that stage is prema. Before that, before the stage of prema, we have a lot of anarthas. So it is very difficult to remember the Lord. Now obviously, there is also the special mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya, which comes along when we preach the glories of the Holy Name. So, then we can probably expect that even at lower stages of prema, if a devotee is leaving the body, then by the special mercy of Srila Prabhupada, if the devotee has preached Krishna consciousness throughout his life in a very dedicated way, then by Prabhupada's arrangement, his mercy, the devotee might be able to leave the body in Vrindavan or amongst the association of devotees who are chanting the holy name. And that's how they can actually go back to Godhead, and they will be able to remember Krishna by the special mercy of the devotees, Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya. That's the only way we can actually remember the Lord at the time of death. Otherwise, one has to be sent person Krishna conscious, which is basically the stage of prema. Now, it is also obvious that, you know, if a devotee also, if they meet with an accident, then the first thing that they would do, you know, obviously their mind will go to the pain. They will remember how much they are suffering. So they won't be able to remember the Lord, because when there is extreme suffering or pain, then the mind naturally goes towards kind, you know, alleviating the pain. So it is obvious and it is very natural that it's extremely difficult to remember the Lord at the lower stages of devotion. And if someone is at the state of bhava and prema, then the mind is always focused on Krishna, because they are not connected to the body as such. They are kind of disconnected. So the bodily pains and pleasures do not affect them, and that's the reason at the state of bhava and prema it's very easy to remember the Lord in spite of any external circumstances. Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna.